The next microphone that I have for you here is the Yeti by Blue. Now, I got to be honest with you, this is probably my least favorite microphone of the four that I have right now. It's an incredibly versatile microphone, and I think that's probably its big selling point, but I'm not a huge fan of its frequency response, particularly for bass. I think that the top end, I'm sure you're hearing this now, the top end's quite nice, which you'd expect because it is a condenser microphone rather than dynamic. But I do find that the bass response of this thing is not terribly good. I think I have a reasonably bassy voice, and I don't think that the Blue particularly reflects that. So that's a bit of an issue for me anyway. In terms of how you use this thing, you actually point the grill of the microphone, which is where all the capsules are housed, you point that up toward the ceiling, and then you talk into the front of the microphone. If you have your microphone set up the way you know you're at the front, if you slide your finger down off of the grill onto the body of the microphone, in Chrome you will find a Blue emblem at the top. So you need that actually facing you, and that's essentially what you're talking towards. Beneath that you have a mute switch. It isn't a switch that gives you any kind of tactile feedback, so you don't know whether it's on or off, so just be careful of that when recording. Beneath that you have a rotary control, which is your headphone output volume. That's one of the nice things about this thing, is that you can monitor the output from the microphone directly with headphones. They plug in on the base of the microphone. So on the bottom of the microphone, right hand side is where your headphones go in, and then on the left hand side is where the USB plug goes in. Then on the back of the microphone you have two further rotary controls. You have a gain control as the top one, and then beneath that you have your pickup selector. So, and I think this is probably where this microphone comes into its own, because it does have four pickup patterns. You have cardioid, which obviously is what I'm using right now, but you also can use it in stereo, so left and right. Bidirectional, so that somebody could stand behind the microphone facing you. So say, for example, if you were in an interview scenario, you flick that into bidirectional, you can talk into either side of the mic and it would pick you both up equally as well. And then you have omnidirectional as well. So if you had a group of 10 people sitting around a table, say, you could flick that into omnidirectional, and theoretically it would pick all of you up equally as well. Now, I'm standing quite close to this microphone right now, and I'm using a pop shield. You definitely need that with this microphone if you're going to stand close to it. You can back off a pace, like I've done here, but the thing with that is, the moment you do that, you do definitely start to hear a lot more room, which you want to try and avoid. So I wouldn't recommend this microphone if you're in a situation where you've got noisy background or your room isn't terribly dampened. But if you have a good pop shield, it's a reasonable microphone. I just feel for the price, you can get better quality audio microphones. In terms of price, you're going to pay somewhere between $80 and $90. If you can get down near $80, that's a pretty good deal for this microphone. It is USB only. If you need the XLR as well, you're going to pay around about $150 for this microphone, but truly at that price point, you're probably, I would honestly recommend buying something else, because you can definitely get better audio from microphones for less money, as far as I'm concerned anyway. That's my opinion. I'm not trying to upset people, because I know lots of people have these microphones and like them, but truly this, I think for the price, the audio quality is probably its biggest downfall. But there you go, that is the Yeti by Blue. The MXL 5000 large diaphragm condenser microphone is my final offering for you. This one is far and away my favorite microphone that I own. I must confess, I did take a bit of a leap of faith, because I had no idea what I was buying when I bought this thing. I mean, you can kind of base these things on price. It is quite an expensive microphone. So I suppose, theoretically, it should be a good microphone, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily always follow through. But in this instance, this is a really good microphone, and I'm incredibly pleased with the purchase that I made. Now, this one is XLR only, so you have to have a mixer, and it does have to have phantom power because it's a condenser microphone. The pickup pattern is cardioid. Now, you use this one in much the same way as you use the Yeti. So the grill of the microphone points up toward the ceiling, and then you talk into the front of the microphone rather than into the top of it. The only way that you're going to know which way is front and back is there are two little flick switches on the back side of the microphone. So I'm going to talk to you as I'm using this from the front, well, indeed, exactly like I am using it from the front. So if you reach your hand round to the back of the microphone, pointing out sort of what I would call half left is a minus 10 dB switch. So if you're in a situation, a recording situation, where you felt like distortion was going to be a problem, you can flick that switch and that would help somewhat. And then half right is a, and I don't know which, it's either, it is definitely a roll-off switch, but either for 20 hertz or 80 hertz, I'm not sure which, but it would be used in a scenario where you felt like popping peas were going to be a problem. So, and it really is as basic as that, but I think it's a very, very nice microphone. I'm using it in its standard configuration right now, but what I will do is just reach around and flick that roll-off switch. So now I'm talking into the microphone with that roll-off switch flicked. So it is actually operating now. Now, I must be honest, I think you lose some of the, you know, I can actually hear the difference. So it may well be an 80 hertz roll-off rather than 20, but that's only guesswork. It probably says somewhere in the paperwork, but hey, who reads that stuff anyway? So there you go. That's the MXL5000. I'm just going to reach around and switch that back on. There we go. Yeah, so that's the MXL5000 large diaphragm condenser. I bought this thing for $99. You can certainly pick them up for $199. That seems to be a regular price. I got this on sale. And speaking personally, I do not regret it. I think it's a very, very, very nice microphone. So there you go, the MXL5000. Big thank you to Andre Louis for the musical interludes during this presentation. If you want to know more about him or his work, you can check him out at his website. That's andrelouis.com. andrelouis.com.